A fax machine buzzed through the stack just after lunch, spitting out a CBS alert on fuel. Gas prices are ticking back up as fighting near the Strait of Hormuz chokes tanker flows and lifts crude again. Markets are pricing in not just oil risk, but the slow creep of inflation pressure into everyday budgets. Jay Krishnamurti has the first word today, then Achille Degarde of Bingen.
Look, the news speaks of oil flowing through a narrow strait, of prices rising when passage is threatened. We see only the symptom, the gallon at the pump, the barrel on the exchange. But what moves beneath? It is not merely geopolitics or supply chains. It is the mind that has made itself dependent on a flow it cannot control, then trembles when that flow falters. We have built a life on the assumption that oil will always move, that energy will always be there, and now we panic at the thought of interruption. Why do we accept this fragility as natural? Why do we not question the very structure of a society that stakes its breath on a single channel? The real crisis is not in Hormuz. It is in our refusal to imagine another way. Let us look at this together. What would happen if we stopped treating oil as a right and began seeing it as a gift, one that demands attention, not entitlement? Where would our energy go then?
I hear of the strait narrowing, where the waters that carry the lifeblood of commerce grow tight with fear. It is as though the earth itself holds its breath, and the flow that once greened the markets now meets resistance like a river dammed by stone. I recall the visions in my ski vias, where I saw the winds restrained in their courses, and knew that when the breath of the world is choked, the body politic grows feverish. This is not merely of markets, but of the soul's dryness made visible. When trust in peace frays and the roots of sustenance become perilous, the greening power withdraws. I, who fought emperors for the freedom of my nuns to sing, know well how interdicts silence, not just voices, but the very pulse of life. So too does fear in the strait, still the song of trade. Tell me, what have you seen in the waters since the light returned? Do the tankers move again, or does the strait yet hold its breath? Let the image linger, a single sail, white against the dusk, straining toward the open sea.
The story ran in CBS News. Oil moves through choke points. Fear tightens the flow. That's old news for today.